Being held at Patterson Mill High School, and what we're going to do is education. It's a way to get the county involved. Citizens of the county come in, and we can talk about drug abuse that's out there. We're going to have our representatives from the DEA that are going to be there. They're going to be speaking about synthetic drugs, the spice, the K2, the synthetic marijuana you hear about, the bath salts. They are also very dangerous chemicals. A lot of young people have died from it, suffered traumatic brain injury. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be focusing on the prescription drug abuse, and we're also going to be focusing on this trend that we've been seeing with the heroin abuse. So the main thing that's going to be doing, that six-hour session, is just basically to educate people what to look for, what you can do. Here's the resources if somebody needs help, and here's what you need to do if you suspect drug dealing going on in your neighborhood.
If someone who's listening now who's a resident of Harford County might think, well, you know, drugs aren't a big deal in my family or something like this, this is something they can go to where they can really find out what's going on and they can help make a difference in the county?
Yes, absolutely. It's open to the public. You can find information about it on the Sheriff's Office website, and you can also find about it on the Harford County website and the Harford County Office of Drug Control Policy.
How important is it that you get out the word about these synthetics?
Oh, it's extremely important because, again, the synthetics, they're coming out there and they're sold legally. If they do not contain certain banned chemicals or analogs from the DEA, these storefronts, tobacco shops, gas stations can sell them legally. So the kids see it there and it's packaged like candy with different characters, cartoon characters. But what's contained in there are products that are produced overseas in countries like China and other third world countries. And they're not regulated. These are chemicals that we don't know, and they're very harmful. And like I said, we had a young man here in Harford County alone who suffered a traumatic brain injury out in Falston. And he can't walk, and he can't talk. We've had kids die from it. And there's a big push from the DEA to try to eradicate it. But every time we ban a certain analog in there to ban it, these manufacturers are changing the chemical compound by one or two molecules, and therefore it's legal. So we're actively trying to work with our legislators here in Maryland to just get it banned across the board.
What do you hear from folks when you have symposiums like this, when you go out to a school and you open up the doors and you open up the conversation?
Oh, we hear a lot. We hear people, we hear a lot of stories. Unfortunately, they are sad. We hear about sons and daughters that are addicted, husbands and wives. We hear about lives that are ruined. A lot of people are just looking for help. They're looking for answers, and they're looking for ways where they can stop this. They say, hey, I know my son or daughter, I may have lost them to addiction or a husband and wife, but what can I do to make my community better? What can I do if I see this happening in, you know, my circle of friends? So they want to get the word out and they want to help. They know that may have lost somebody else, but they don't want to lose any more people or loved ones. So people are, they come there because they want to know. And again, we're there to educate. And we have a lot of blunt conversations. Some people ask us, what are you doing? As the police, what are you doing? They ask our people that are Office of Drug Control, what are you doing? We feel like more could be done. And what we say to that, absolutely. A lot more could be done. Obviously, we're limited by the amount of funds we have and the people we have, but we do assure them that we're working around the clock on it. We have undercover officers out there laying their lives on the line every day, and we have individuals like myself and other law enforcement people and Office of Drug Control Policy doing what we can do.